This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah. Hold on. There you go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, I will get Star Parker's full. I mean, she wouldn't stop talking. Once she got rolling, it was almost impossible to get her to stop talking. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. The rest of that interview will be up later on all the podcasts, everywhere we have, or you have a way to hear the show or see the show. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us right after the first break. That's if he's awake. He loves to take a nap during the show. Anyway, I got so much I want to talk about the Unaffordable Care Act, the new opportunity for health care from the GOP. I'm not on board. I am not on board with this plan. I am so disappointed in the plan that the GOP put out there. And I'm mostly disappointed because they had an eternity to come up with a decent plan. They couldn't figure it out. What's wrong with these people? They are going to blow it for the rest of us. That's what bothers me the most. They're going to blow it for the rest of us because they too have a holier-than-now attitude. Is that what we're going to need to do? We're going to need to throw them out? I think that's why my local congressman won't come on with me right now.
You won't?
No, actually, I'll get him on. He's been busy. But we'll make him unbusy for a segment. I know where he lives. I really know where he lives. No, I wouldn't take directions from those other people. Democrats have threatened to shut down the government just to stop Trump. Now, when the Republicans shut down the government, not to stop Obama, but actually to stop some crazy spending and to get them to slow down and get the Dems to pay attention. See, we allowed them at that point in time, too, to take over and spin the narrative and make us look like a bunch of fools. Not us, but the idiots up there in Capitol Hill. But this is what I've been telling you guys for a long time. There is a solid double standard here. Anything that Dems do is righteous and whole and godly or not God, whatever you are. Anything that they do is acceptable. Anything. But if a Republican uses the same exact words, carries out the same actions, right? Looking for the exact same result. It's a no. The Dems aren't having it because it's wrong. Yeah, but you just said the same. Yeah, but you guys are wrong. So congressional Democrats are threatening to shut down a government to continue their war on President Trump's agenda. Shuttering all non-critical functions of the government is a drastic measure typically used by the minority party as the only way to shape policy. Now, senior Senate Democrats wrote a letter to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Appropriations Committee Chairman Thad Cochran that said, "We believe it would be inappropriate to insist on the inclusion of such funding in a must-pass appropriations bill that is needed for the Republican majority and control of Congress to avert a government shutdown. Democrats are positioning themselves to hold up an April funding bill in order to stop Trump's border wall, removal of funding for the Planned Parenthood, funding for more immigration and border patrol agents, and rollback of Obama's onerous environmental policies. So they want to stop everything with the funding. Right? They want all the stuff that he got elected on and to do. See, I think we should do things the way the Democrats have been doing it for the last 8 years. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Just jump in and make it happen. Jump in and use parliamentary maneuvers. Do what you got to do to make it happen. And if they start screaming, say, hey, remember back on such and such a date? You did the same thing. You guys did the same maneuvers. What makes it different? Put them on the hot seat. Stop letting them lay out the narrative on everything. Stop it. The Republicans should not include, you know, these poison pill riders such as those that, you know, roll back protections for our veterans, environment, consumers, you know, all this stuff. And workers who prohibit funds for critical health care services for women through Planned Parenthood. That's already been nixed. That has already been debunked to a big degree. The Democrats wrote, we strongly oppose the inclusion of such riders in any must-pass appropriations bill. So they, you know, in their mind, because they've got protections for veterans, environmental, consumer issues in their work, they've got all this stuff that the Dems don't agree with, so they're going to stop funding to stop it, instead of convincing their people, convincing their constituency, if you would, to vote for them. Vote more Dems in. Vote the Republicans out. If that's really what the people want, they can get it done, can't they? They can do this. Again, this is not brain surgery. This is simple stuff when it comes to government. This is Government 101. People, this is not a gentleman's argument anymore. This is a fight. And I don't mean a little fight, I mean a big fight. This is a fight. You're going to have to fight this around every corner, around every tree, like you would do with guerrilla warfare. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Our mad black man from Baltimore. That's a new word. You should write that down. Baltimore joins us right after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back.
I know. I do it all the time. I should know better by now. I've only been doing it long enough.
I'm Joe Massivi, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring in one of my favorite people to have on the show. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us to discuss the issues of the neighborhood. I mean, you guys in Baltimore, it hasn't stopped yet, has it?
No, actually, no. But I want to thank you again for having me come on up here, get my commentary on anything you want to throw out there. You know, I want to say happy. I mean, want to say everyone be safe in the DMV. in the East Coast. I'm calling from snowy Chantilly, Virginia tonight. And really, we got about 10 inches of snow. So, you know, snow and ice. So everyone be careful out there in the Northeast.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? If they don't know by now to drive slow and not be stupid, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. I see these pileups and I feel bad because I go, you know, I know what that's like to be stuck on one of those, but you guys live there. Don't you know by now?
Well, our family, we're from Queens, New York. So the thing of it is that the people anywhere north of Baltimore know how to handle snow. And the people anywhere south of Baltimore don't have a clue. I mean, that's what it is. And that's why you have so many pileups and things happen. And the way they, you know, they closed school with 6 inches of snow. Hell, I mean, we went to school in a foot of snow. So, I mean, like, really.
Yeah, I always got a kick out of that. But actually, you know, when you're a kid, you love when they shut down school, don't you? I mean, that's like a really big deal.
No, actually, I was very upset that they shut down school. No.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have to hang up this call and move on because you're not one of me. I'll tell you what. You know, just amazing. So hey, you know, we've got more stuff going on than I even know how to put my thumb on here. Yeah, you've got now they're pushing back on Trump, saying that you know he wasn't wiretapped or and Trump is saying, hey, look, I'll be vindicated here soon. You know, just because the CIA or Comey says that he wasn't wiretapped. Now, you're in this, I'll say you're in this industry. I'll put it that way so I don't knuckle you down too much. But this, if the president says, I want this information, there are people around him that will make that happen, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be a complete sucker not to believe that and not to understand it. Or whatever. Comey's gonna go along, because that's just the status quo. And, you know, they want to keep getting the budget that they're getting. So he has to play ball. So I understand where he's coming from. But I mean, come on, let's just be honest. I mean, just like the supervisor on the job. If the supervisor wants something done, they just want to get done. And you know, even if it's against, any kind of laws that they have come up with. I mean, we all worked on jobs and we know the supervisor, they basically do what they want. Because people make up laws and they make laws to be broken. So, but of course, yeah, I believe he did wiretap him. And you know, yeah, I mean, you have to be a total fool not to understand and believe that this. I mean, the only ones that's like that is the Obama administration people and the Kool-Aid Drinkers Association. So, you already understand what that's about.
Yeah, I was on a show tonight with another guy that just really went so far left, I think he was laying down when it came to everything that's going on in Washington and about what Obama's doing. I think this is hilarious. And now the Democrats are threatening to shut down the government because President Trump wants to make some major cuts, you know, to Planned Parenthood and some other programs. And so these are the same people that were screaming when the Republicans did it, that it was the wrong thing to do, it was bad, it was terrible, it would cause irreparable harm, and now they're saying they're going to do it to prove a point, and it's okay.
Well, if anyone does a history, as I always like to do my research while I talk, well, speak on anything or give a rant about it, Planned Parenthood was brought together by the Democrats. And really, it was to kill children, downgrade the population. So they're the ones that come up with this kind of stuff. And then when us conservatives say something about it, they try to flip the script. Like, you know, we're at the, you know, we put AIDS and herpes and everything else in the black neighborhood or whatever. And really, you know, it's just, you know, it's silly. And, you know, it's just like the same thing I was telling you off air. I heard Chris Matthews earlier trying to bash Trump, talking about it's another red herring by the Trump administration. No, it's not. It's not a red herring. And now this is not. Now, if he was eavesdropping on Obama, it would have been a different story.
Oh, if anybody was eavesdropping on Obama, it would be a different story. Look, they have a school that has a required survey of the students. You know what the school is? It says, should Donald Trump be impeached? Yes or no? Now, this. Can you imagine, 6 weeks, 8 weeks after President Obama got in, If you saw this paper on one student's desk, they would be screaming racism from the streets, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, of course. But that's called the liberal double standard, and that's what we've been having for the last, and the reverse racism. It's okay for the black man to do something that he's been condemning white people for years because the black man was in office. You know, it's all reverse psychology. And when if you step out of the box and start thinking about it as color and look at it as just a normal thinking person, that intelligent thinking, you know, you'll see what the smoke and mirrors thing is. And that's what they've been playing for the last 8 years.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these stories that these guys are making me nuts. And you're right, they're not using any... Well, maybe they don't have the IQ level they need to push through some of these things, especially when it comes to if they really believe that they lost the election because they couldn't understand what middle America really wanted. And they used all these mantras against the Republicans. They're using the same mantras now. They're still losing. You've got friends in the Democrat. I mean, you've got a lot of hardcore Dems around you. Are they just not getting it, or they just don't want to?
No, it's not that. It's just, you know, being a sore loser and not understanding. I mean, everything went the way it was supposed to win. I mean, everybody voted and he got 26% of the black vote. So, I mean, you don't have to. Ray Charles could see that Hillary lost the election and, you know, they're still babbling on like they would have said about us if we had said the same, you know, equal to the same thing. But, you know, that's just your regular Democrat rhetoric when they lose or when they can't win an argument. Then they want to start, you know, they want to start going this way, that way, this way, because they know they don't have nothing to argue about.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. Okay, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. This will not attend you when we come back. The school apologized for offending refugees because students were wearing patriotic colors. And the loons are still at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Receiving your host, this is the Real Side of Skin Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our friend Corey Duncan joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. He joins us every week to talk about the issues that are going on in and around the city, the big city, Baltimore. I mean, I'm always amazed. You know, I sent you that link, but I'm always amazed at how much stuff is going on in Baltimore. I think they're still looking for police officers, or are they not?
No, actually, you should be looking for some National Guards, man. That's what they need to be.
Oh my God.
That's what they need to do.
Yeah. Well, and you know, again, the people that seem to get screwed the most are the people in the inner city, and nobody. I don't even know how you get this point home. Nobody voting these bozos in are willing to not, you know, vote them in again. What's our pal's name? Elijah Cummings. I mean, where's he with all this violence? Where is he? You heard that there's more violence in Ferguson now. It's just nuts.
Yeah, it is crazy. You sent me a story. I don't know if your viewers saw it on your page or saw it on your page, Real Side with Joe Machine. I don't know if you posted it or not, but it's a story about about 8 or 9 juveniles that was. Assaulted someone. It's of no surprise to none of us that live in the cities or whatever like that, especially in Baltimore, because it was going on before the Freddie Gray incident, that it would just run through downtown, and they would just pick out people to beat up or to mug or whatever like that. So it's really of these are juveniles. They're homegrown terrorists. And, they should be prosecuted to the fullest. And, it's interesting to me how the mayors in these cities make up so much BS and make up so many excuses for them instead of just calling what they are. They're a bunch of thugs and they don't want to lock them up. They want to keep giving them, run them through the system and keep allowing them to get out. And that's why they commit the crimes that they commit. Because Judge once told me a long time ago, when you're an animal, you should be locked up because you don't have a right to be out in society. And I totally agree. I don't care about what age you are. An animal is an animal. Doesn't matter if it's 13, 14, doesn't matter what it is, because any person, if you're not autistic, knows right from wrong.
Yeah, I'm looking at somebody, again, I'm sorry, somebody that story about Clarence Thomas. It's just aggravating the crud out of me.
Mm-hmm.
That there has to be, you know, again, here's where what's his name? We were just talking about him, Elijah Cummings. Okay, mm-hmm. Here's where the black community could come together and make a really big difference. Right? These guys are really always talking about the African American community and how much they have to do for it. You got Sheila Jackson Lee out there, Maxine Waters. You got all these people out there. And now one of them is raising a finger because there's a petition going out. This is really, there's a petition out there to include Clarence Thomas in a black history museum. He's only the second black man to serve as a Supreme Court justice, right? And he's going to surpass the first black Supreme Court justice as, you know, as a term on the Supreme Court. And yet he can't get in. He can't get a place of prominence in a black history museum. Where is Cummings? Where's Jackson Lee? Where's Maxine Waters? Where are these people?
Well, see, these are the same people that don't say that the white man and the Republicans or whatever spread hate. Okay, so what is it that they spread when they do things like this? I mean, it doesn't matter whether he's a Republican or a Democrat. He did something that's historic. So why is it that he can't get in there, or they had to be petitioned because of his political beliefs? And, you know, I had someone a couple of nights ago, and we was at work, and this was last week, and the person was trying to put me out there in front of people saying, well, Donald Trump, they go that Trump lover over there. And I was like, you know, I let him say it the first time. I let him say it the second time. And the third time, I told him, I said, well, first of all, when you're on the job, you're not supposed to be discussing politics and religion. I said, but second of all, I said, I'm going to answer you. I'm going to give you an educated answer. Here it is. Any man, because you know they're a bunch of cowards to begin with anyways. But like I told him, I said, any man that's worth his salt is going to say what he believes in. And I said, yeah, I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hide. And there it is. And I was like, you don't. And I went on, giving some talking points, and, like most liberals, they give you a stupid or uneducated answer. And I'm like, well, okay. And I cut the conversation. And, you got to learn how to walk away from these people because, if you stand and talk to them, it's a waste of breath. And, it's just a waste of time. They're not educated people. They don't do any research. All they do is just harp on the race card and everything. And that's getting old, really.
Well, it is, and these people, the curator at the museum singled out Thomas, and he said that, let me see, it's due to, you ready for this? This should make you go ballistic. It's due to his unique viewpoint on conservatism, and that the federal government, when he said the federal government is the greatest threat to our individual liberty. So they don't think, because of that, he doesn't deserve a place, and I'm thinking, wow. So you get to decide what comments are proper and which ones aren't. To keep the second black man that's been a Supreme Court justice out of the museum. God, this is scary.
Well, there we go again with the click thing. If you ain't in the click and you don't follow what we follow, then there's something wrong with you. But, there's a bunch of closed-minded people to begin with. And all of them are a bunch of followers. And, they're hypocrites. And they talk about both sides of their mouth. And they're the biggest crooks in the black community. It's not the white people. It's not the whitey. It's the black people that's in the community. They have, a lot of them have made this situation, the Beirut look cities and stuff look just like they are. And, just like now in Baltimore, they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour. So if a small businessman can't afford to pay you and he lets you go, And lo and behold, don't let it be an immigrant, a Mexican or a black person, then they'd be called racist, but he can't afford to keep you. So my thing of it is, it's just crazy. They want him to make $15 an hour for doing nothing. I mean, really? So where is the effort to make a person earn something?
It isn't, because we've handed them, we've allowed them to get away with this stuff for so long. That they don't, there's no truth left in any of this anymore. You're up on that attorney general that now says that Trump fired him, when all the attorney generals, all these assistant attorney generals are all usually let go when a new administration comes in. Well, this administration wasn't ready.
So what's wrong with that?
Oh, hey, nothing for me. I mean,
nothing for us. But why is it okay when Obama came in? He got rid of all the Bush's people. But yet, you know, I'm like, okay, so what's the difference with this? And just like I would tell someone else, I said, what's wrong with him coming in and making changes? It's his administration. So if it's Trump's administration, why should he not come in and change things?
I said it at the beginning of the show. You just said it a minute ago. This is this double standard. This double standard that just won't go away. And it's because we're not pushing back. If you watch some of these talk shows where the libs are getting, you know, a place on the Hannity show and other shows on Fox in particular, even with O'Reilly the other night, there's a whole different level of craziness coming off their lips. There's a whole different level of attack when they start answering these questions. They go from zero to totally teed off in a heartbeat.
Right, exactly. You know, and what's the sad part is a lot of people that's on my page and a lot of people that's on your page that would love to shot, even myself, and, you know, allow me 20 minutes to get on their national television and I can straighten a whole lot of this out without even throwing a curse word or saying anything wrong or whatever. I mean, you just have to learn how to answer. And you know, that's what they need. They need to reach out to like you know, your show and like my podcasters and a lot of other people's podcasters, and invite these kind of people on the show because they're grassroots people and they're not going to give you the PR lesson or whatever like that. They're just going to tell you how it is from the heart. And like I go tell someone else, you know, they say, well, Trump is ignorant and this and that. I said, no, he's not ignorant. I said, it might be the way he's not politically correct and he's not going to come out and say the way that you wanted to say. He's not tactful about it. And I don't care about that. He don't have to be tactful because my thing of it is to be tactful or whatever means you have to be politically correct. And if he's speaking from the heart, and that's what you want somebody to speak from the heart.
We're going to go for a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to let you unleash. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was somebody, I missed it because it went by a gabillion miles an hour. There was somebody on earlier that was actually in Niagara Falls. And I'm thinking, that poor person. It's got to be so cold there. You know, it just would it'd make me nuts. I'd have to take a plane to Florida for a couple of days just to warm up. Anyhow, Corey Duncan joins us. I lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, as he does every week. And we just talk about the real things going on in the neighborhoods around the country. Because, again, they let it happen again in Ferguson. We touched on it. We don't have to go deep into it. You know, they had that idiot producer that put a video together that basically said that the police were hiding everything, and CNN ran with it. And so those yo-hos at CNN didn't even have the brains or the two brain cells to rub together to say, okay, wait a minute, what you're showing us doesn't match up with the video showed to the grand jury, the FBI. And if you think it's a black thing, then you're saying Obama, a black president, sent a black AG down to speak to a black police chief to let the white cop off who shot a black guy. Oh, yeah, that makes all the sense in the world. I'm sorry, Corey, straighten me out.
Always a pleasure to come on. Thank you for having me come on so I can get my rant. First of all, I mean, like Ferguson and these other places, the attorney general and the state's attorney that's in these cities are already bought and paid for to begin with. And the liberals, big liberals, you know, like let's give Miss Mosby, you know, her props, you know, as beautiful as she is. And so she didn't really get to her prominence without her daddy, and her daddy was a crooked police officer, but I'm not going to go into that right now. And my thing with this, you go from an insurance justice to a state attorney and whatever, and then you get the biggest case of probably your career, and you blow it, and you basically give a family and some money that, I mean, how do you give somebody, you know, it's like putting the cart before the horse, how do you give money that's only appropriated $500,000 for wrongful death? And you give them a couple of million dollars, and the thing of it is that you do it without even getting a conviction. So, you know, I'm trying to understand now, what about that was a white state attorney, and he gave a white family to all we would have never heard the end of it. But see, that's the thing. You have that liberal double standard. We can do, you know, they always come up with this stuff that the Republicans are for the rich and the Democrats for the poor. Really, I haven't seen a poor Democrat politician in years. So, you know, so my whole thing of it is, you know, whenever, I always tell people, you know, if you ever want to debate me on this, come to my Facebook page, come to my Twitter page, come to my live podcast, which you can watch all the time. I'll give you the information at the end of the show. But the thing of it is that, you know, I never get any takers. I never get any people that really want to debate me, that want to debate the issues. All they want to do is yell and scream and talk about what the white man had done or whatever. And I was like, well, let me ask you a question. What have you done for your race? So what have you done for the black race? Okay, well, I rest my case.
Yeah, I love those things. And, again, I don't understand why these people aren't in there beating their brains out. Okay, look, I want to jump onto the one I told you I was going to talk about because, you know, you served this country. You continue to serve this country. And here's a school that has decided to apologize for offending refugees after students wore red, white, and blue. Now, this happened in Iowa. This is, you know, I mean, this is like mom and apple pie kind of thing. So students at the Des Moines Valley High School recently issued a public apology to nearby North High School after the allegations of racism from students wearing red, white, and blue to a basketball game. And I see some of the shirts. You know, they look like they're, they flag shirts and that kind of things. Now, allegations surfaced on social media after the game Wednesday that the Valley students who waved the American flags, donned red, white, and blue attire in the stands, offended refugee students playing for a more racially diverse North team. So apparently the white kids wearing red, white, and blue are now are just now hate mongers towards refugees. I don't even know where to go with that.
I mean, neither are. I mean, it's just complete stupid. I mean, a lot of them have the button on, the stupid button that I like to call. But, you know, I don't understand how you come to this country. If you went to Venezuela or any of these other countries, you have to speak their language, basically. You have to, we don't go to somebody else's. So would you go to Russia and ask the Russians to take and change and do, I mean, Vladimir Putin and the Russian people probably look at you like you're crazy. You know, I take a sport that I love the most, world baseball, championships that's going on. And you see all of the pride and that the people had waving their flag, the Dominican Republic, United States of America. And I'm like, you know, okay, so, it's not wrong to be patriotic about your country or whatever. I guess I served in the Marine Corps, and my thing with this is, you know, I myself am very patriotic for a black man in this country. And also to be conservative, I'm very patriotic. And the thing of it is that, you know, this stuff with the people saying, well, you know, you can't wave red, white, and blue, or you can't say anything about the country. You know, when did we get so, when did the fairness doctrine come in? As though we can't speak, our First Amendment about patriotism because it's going to offend someone. Well, guess what? If it offends you, then so what? Then so be it. So be it. Because, and this is because of the 8 years of Barack Obama and this stuff, not making America first. And now that we have someone that's in here to make America first, he's a racist. But, you know, I would love to have the time to take and go into Baltimore City and become a resident and run for mayor. Somebody was joking the other day. They said, you should really go back and run for office and go into Baltimore City because it would mess up the whole political structure.
They would come after you with guns blazing, all the money they could come up with, right?
Right. But see, the thing with it is that kind of stuff wouldn't bother me because it's not really nothing they could dig up. If they wanted to, they would have to make up fake news like CNN and people like that. And that's okay. Because my thing is, I would play to the voters. I wouldn't play to the rhetoric and things that they come up with. See, and that's why Donald Trump won his candidacy because he didn't listen to them. I mean, he started to, and then he backed off, which was a smarter thing. You don't listen to fake news. As long as you got the truth and you speak the truth, you can run for office. But the person was telling me, they was laughing, joking. They was like, it would really mess up the power structure and everything. A black neocon, a conservative running for office in Baltimore City with a big mouth. and he's a patriot. Oh, my goodness. It would just shake up everything.
Yeah, you know, and the story went on to say that the kids were yelling, the kids with the red, white, and blue on were yelling, deport them, and other offensive comments. But I don't buy that. And the funny thing about it is that Snopes, who I don't subscribe to at all, but Snopes says, yeah, there were kids that were saying those things, but the majority of them were not saying those things. Mm-hmm. The majority of the kids were not saying those things, but there were some that were. So, you know, first of all, you never know what to believe. Secondly, is there always a jackwagon in the group that says something stupid? Yes. But for the most part, if you're wearing the red, white, and blue, I don't know how this starts. How can that be negative? And if those kids were yelling deport them, that wasn't right. But for the most part, they weren't. It looks to me like people would just stand in there and just wearing the flags, wearing the colors, and enjoying the game. So I don't know. This stuff is just getting out of hand when it comes to political correctness and that kind of stuff. Hey, tell people where to find you. Tell people, are you still doing your show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can always find me if you want to debate me or even come to my page and check out. I got a lot of helpful things on my page, a lot of good people, young lady Hope on my page. There's a whole bunch of people, and even my good friend Joe right here. Now you can come check me out on Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter and Charismatic Live with Charismatic Corey, my podcast. And just come to Charismatic Corey's page, you know, on Facebook, and check me out. And I just want to tell everyone that once again in the Northeast, everyone be careful because it's extremely cold and the snow is just horrible and there's a lot of ice out there. But, maybe we can move on out to California with Joey and get that good weather.
No, just stay where you at. Yeah, the weather's not worth the lunacy, okay? Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Joe Rossini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stick around. Got a lot more coming up in the next hour. A white male professor is under fire. He's cited as an obstacle to diversity and inclusion. What do you think about that? Especially because he's a senior white male. And that's at the Virginia Commonwealth University. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. A lot more of these. We'll have a little smorgasbord of these really crazy stories. A major criminal probe in the government security, in the government security breach. Has ties to the former DNC chair. Who would have thought? Come on. I'm Joe Rossini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.